Dale Spar, Wilder Neff, Robert Wilson, Sheriff Dustman, and who else was present at that time? Carol Clark and Tom Schley of the Beaver County Times. Carol Clark of the Ravenna Record Courier. Myself, William Meitzel, NICAP investigator, and David Webb, NICAP investigator, were present for the first part of the interview after before Major Quintanilla asked us to leave. I am now interviewing Dale Spar at approximately 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time in Ravenna in the courthouse, and Wilbur Neff for their reactions to this conference. And first, I'd like you to say, if you can, in a few words, what went on and give your reaction to it.
Well, after you left, he didn't really have a lot to say. He just informed us that he had checked all the activity, which he says it was easier to do by push button and just telling people to get in Toledo or get Akron or Cleveland or get whatever he wanted on the phone, and through his channel of communications, easier and better than coming up here as you did. He also said he had checked all the data for aircraft and balloon activity in this area for this particular date and the time. He'd also checked the weather conditions, the atmosphere conditions, that there was no aircraft in the area, that there was no balloons in the area, that the ground speed at this time was 3 miles an hour. And I think aloft going up so on and so on has been 20, 30, 40, and 45 at various altitudes.
Is this the wind speed?
This is the airspeed.
This
wind speed. He also stated that it would have been impossible to have sighted a satellite for more than 10 minutes at any one time in concentration. He said that with regret, he hated to say this, but that what I had was, or what rather all of us had, was a misconception of conventional aircraft, which there were none in the area, or a hallucination of aerial phenomenon, which I don't quite understand what all that covers. He ruled out balloons, swamp gas, aircraft, satellites, and everything, with the exceptions of the fact that Venus was up in the air, and evidently, well, that's the only thing we could have seen, and that's evidently what we were chasing.
Did he rule out unidentified flying objects?
He never mentioned the word unidentified flying objects. He did state, however, by taking a folder of Blue Book and telling us that of the cases they had, and the statistics are right here, they've all been solved. He also explained to us how it works, that the only ones that were ruled out and at all were the ones that had only wrote one letter and then they failed to answer it. He gave us a total for 1966 as of February 1966 for the total sightings. He has everything all compiled in data, such as they've been identified as balloons, they've been identified as a misconception of conventional aircraft. There's no nothing on here, swamp gas. It was just strictly Venus, that's all. And it was in the air at the time. There was nothing else here. No, nothing. It was all checked, and the weather and the data and everything, and that was all. He just told us that he had checked through the airports and through radar, and that was all. There was nothing in the air at all. Nothing was picked up, no planes were scrambled, nothing. It was, the area was completely vacant.
Okay, I'd like to ask if there are any details of your sighting that you pointed out to him, which to you seemed to rule out Venus as the explanation.
Well, to me, the size of it would rule out anything, the maneuverability of it. Also, its change of direction in travel, its being able to stop. I would assume that this would, it being identified definitely, to be some kind of metallic object or what appeared to be metallic. And there was no mention of this at all.
No mention by whom?
As to what this could have been that I was saying, other than the fact that
may have had an hallucination or something to this effect.
Did he claim that you might have had an hallucination?
Not exactly, no. He didn't. He was very nice about that. He didn't say I had an hallucination. He just stated that after checking through his communications channel that there just couldn't have been anything there. They also had a Spidex or Spidex or whatever it is. This is for tracing satellites and everything, also in the interior and exterior of our nation.
I would like to ask you regarding this particular aspect of it. When you were approaching Conway, leaving East Palestine, or approaching Rochester, you told me something about how the object moved before you lost sight of it. Could you go through that again briefly?
Well,
what the object did just before you lost sight of it?
Just before we lost sight of it, at this point I thought we were going to lose it. Definitely, I didn't think we'd be able to see it again. The object seemed to be losing altitude very rapidly.
Seemed to be losing altitude?
Yeah, first it went up, you know, as it went over the hill, and then it seemed like it was dropping or something, going, you know, going to be gone when we got
it. It went up to get over the hill, though?
Yeah.
Would you say that it was below the level of the top of the hill at any time?
Well, we couldn't see it. It had to be on the other side of it somewhere.
No, I mean, before it went over the hill, would you have said that
well, definitely,
below the top?
It wouldn't have cleared, I don't think, running in a straight line.
Did Major Quintanilla, did you tell this to Major Quintanilla that it was at such an altitude before it went over the hill that it would have had to go up to clear the hill? And that it did go up?
I don't know. At this point, everybody seemed in the office, the way it was, seemed like there was a lot of disconcern about it, that there was nothing to be concerned about. I wasn't...
Barney, what about you? Do you remember if Major Quintanilla was informed of the fact that the object was lower than the top of the hill at any time?
No, I don't remember us saying anything
All right.
to that effect.
What I was wondering about is how, if he could account for how they expected radar to pick up something that was below a hill from the direction of the radar. But
well,
he wasn't informed of that. I don't know if that would...
Radar just wouldn't actually... I do know a little bit about radar. And radar at low altitude or anything just wouldn't obstruct its blips on the screen, Bill. It will pick up the... radar will pick up a moving car, really.
Would it pick up something behind a mountain?
No, it would have a fade out in a spot, but it should be picking up the mountain itself. If there's something there, the projections in the line of travel, it could be an obstruction like an airport. It would be a blip on the screen, or they would have the elevation set. If they were tracing an aircraft or something, then it would show it so that they could advise it so it could elevate in bad weather or something. This comes through GCA and radar control.
All right, now how about the size of the object? How did he account for that with Venus?
Well, he didn't make any effort at all.
He didn't make any effort to reconcile the size of the object with his explanation?
No, he didn't. How about
the metallic appearance of it?
Nothing. He didn't say anything.
Did you remember anything on those two, Bunny?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Do you remember that he tried to reconcile or make consistent the idea of the size and the metallic appearance of the object with his explanation, Venus?
No, he had no explanation of
okay.
size or anything else.
How about the maneuverability of it? Did he tell you anything about why?
Yeah, that's what you said.
He said mostly it could be an optical illusion.
Due to what?
Going to stare at it, or it could get bigger or smaller.
I see. Did he say anything about the light? Did you tell him how bright the light was?
Yes,
at
yes.
first, how bright did you tell him it was?
So bright it hurt our eyes?
Okay.
I couldn't look directly at it.
Did you say anything about how it lit up the ground?
Yes,
yes.
Did.
Do you remember if Bob Wilson told him a comment, which I understand that he made, that it was as bright as high noon out there, a comment that you overheard him make?
I don't know if that was brought up or not. There was a couple of things I know that Bob asked him if it was a satellite, could he photograph it? And he said not. It was an inexpensive camera that it would only show a series of dots on a piece of film that nothing else would show up.
Did he say a series of dots?
Yes, if you were photographing a satellite, that it would appear, unless you had an extremely fast camera, that it would show up, dots being parallel to one
another. I'm presuming that a time exposure where we'd get
yes.
atmospheric.
Yes, he said unless it was just good fast camera. He says that.
Well, did you at any time confront him directly with a contradiction in his explanation and your description, that is, as a contradiction?
Yes, I did.
What went on at that time?
Well, I asked him once if he was, you know, maybe calling me a nut or something. He said no, that he wasn't, to respect him in his position, as that he didn't call people nuts. And I said, well, what do you make it? And I don't really have to play the tape back. I was a little bit upset. I didn't. I was ready to leave, but I'm not sure. And he discounted it completely, and we had nothing to say about it, no observation, nothing. It was nothing to maneuverability or anything.
Barney, what about you? Did you ever ask him a direct question about what he thought it was as being different from what you saw?
No, I didn't ask him any questions. Dale was asking most of the questions and answering.
How do you feel about what happened at the interview? Do you feel it was a fair interview, or that it was thorough enough? Or?
I don't figure it was thorough enough, so I don't believe what he says about Venus or whatever it was up there floating around. It wasn't Venus.
Did he give you the impression that he might be convinced?
No, he didn't.
Did it seem to you that if you had said more about it, he would have taken that into account and perhaps changed his mind?
I don't think that anything we could say at this point
would change his mind one way or another.
Because
I think his mind was made up before he came up here.
I don't think that talking to any of the other officers or interviewing anyone else or any of the sightings or talking to Summit County or any of these people, I don't think any of this will alter the decision that's been made. And I think it was made and recorded, and this is, to my estimation, a pacification of politicians. I think this is a way to just pass over the whole thing and show that they had come up for an interview, and that this was one way to rid it of it and be done with it permanently. I think this is a way to write it off the book to satisfy skeptics or whatever the case might be. I haven't the faintest idea. I do know that this thing is there. I believe it. I personally don't give a damn who does or doesn't believe it. And I won't change one word of what I've said. And I don't know. I just think that it was all decided long before today. I don't think there was any doubt about it. I know that he did us a courtesy by coming up here. I think this was extended, that they would take their time to come to Portage County, and I would consider it a courtesy. He's a very good officer, and he has a hell of a job to do. I think that this is the only out they have, and I accept it as such. I respect him as a major, and he has to be a pretty intelligent person to be that. But I don't accept his answer because I know what I think.
Are there any other comments or statements that either one of you would like to make to me?
None that I can think of right now,
but if I see another one, you can believe you won't hear from me. I'll call you over and invite you over for dinner sometime and tell you about it, but I won't push your panic button anymore.
Barney, what was your reaction to what went on there?
Well, I don't know much about a reaction, but I don't think he was too awful fair about it. I think his mind was made up before he ever come up here on what he was going to say. He would say one thing, then turn around and say he didn't say it. I didn't say that.
He did something like that?
Well, it was insinuations.
I see. Do you mean that he would suggest something and then say that he didn't mean to suggest that?
Something on that order.
Can you give an example? If you remember anything particular that he didn't know?
Yeah, it's like telling us that we didn't see something, and
yeah,
and asking him if he meant that we were kind of nuts or something, you know, that all these people were confused, and he says, I didn't say that. In other words, he would lead us to believe we were having hallucinations, and then when we asked him why, he would say no, you know. Of course, like I said, I think this is already decided before today.